All right, a first-year forward with the Steele County Blades is Matthew Ebersole, who comes out of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Matthew, a little bit about your hockey history. What got you started, and did you play some then, you know, at different levels near your hometown?
Yeah, so I actually started when I was in fifth grade, and one of my teachers got me interested in hockey. And I played for, just learned how to skate fifth grade pretty much, and then kept going through middle school. Kept going through high school, and I've found myself here now.
Okay. For high school hockey, did you play in Wisconsin? And can do you know enough about Minnesota high school hockey to tell me how Wisconsin hockey is different?
Yeah, I played my freshman through junior year, and then this is my senior year currently.
Okay.
I would say Wisconsin high school hockey, it's a good level, but Minnesota high school hockey is definitely it's definitely up a level from Wisconsin high school hockey. But it was definitely a great experience, and I loved it.
Transitioning here to now playing with the Steele County Blades, how difficult was the transition to come in to this level then in what would essentially be your senior high school year?
As a younger guy, it definitely took a couple games and some time to transition. It was a much faster paced game. I would say after a few games I got used to it, and now the game has really slowed down for me.
Okay. Was there a moment or something that happened that kind of clicked for you that you then felt, yeah, this is working now for this reason?
I don't know if there's a specific moment. Scoring your first junior goal is always a fun experience. That's a great feeling there. After probably 5-6 games or so, you get a few games under your belt, you know what's going on, you kind of get how things are going to be run, and you start to get the feel of things a little bit more, and it starts to click a little bit.
Which was your first junior goal?
I think it was my third game.
Okay.
It was against the Dells Ducks, and I think it was the third goal of the game for our team.
Okay. Do you do something special with that puck? Does the team give you the puck on a first goal for the season?
Yeah, everyone gets their first junior goal, and you put some tape around it. It says first junior goal with the date and
you
who you got it against. I think everyone's probably got their first junior goal puck.
Now, in the game, we're talking on Tuesday, in the game on Monday, you had kind of a nice little spinorama goal. That was in the game against Rochester. That was pretty.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The teams that you have played, is there a certain rival that stands out that either you or the team has developed a nice heated rivalry with?
I mean, being only 30 minutes away from Rochester, that's kind of our innate rival.
Okay.
The Minnesota Moose have always been a pretty good rival of ours. We've had some close games with them. There's a lot of close games we've had with teams that are above us in the standings, and I think we all have specific feelings for certain teams, whether that's good or bad.
Yeah, and recently a couple of tough one-goal losses, and you've had a handful of those during the season, but is there some positive to pull away from competing with those top teams as we look at the playoffs now staring at you guys?
For sure, I think there's a lot to be learned. I think our team has learned a lot through those losses and what we need to do and what we need to fix. I think going into playoffs, we're in a good position. We know what we need to play like. We know our potential and where we can play, and I think it's going to be some great games coming up in playoffs.
Compared to high school hockey, this season is way longer. You're living away from home, you know, where you're with a bunch of guys, and hockey is kind of the only thing. How has that experience been? What are you enjoying about it, just being immersed in hockey?
It's a little scary at first. The first week you get here, it's a big shock, but I think it's a great experience. I've loved every bit of it, coming here and being with some new guys, meeting new friends, hanging out with your team every day, being on the ice every day. It's been awesome. I've loved it. But yeah, that first week, it's a little difficult, but I wouldn't have done anything else this year.
All right. And Matthew, where are you staying in town here, and what are you enjoying about just kind of being away from home, maybe besides what you've just mentioned?
I think there's a lot that you can learn in Owatonna. There's a lot of good people you can meet. I've met some great people. My billet mom is great. I've met some of my teachers that are awesome teachers, and I've made a lot of friends that I'm sure I'll keep for a while.
All right, Matthew Ebersole out of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Thanks, and good luck on your career.
Thank you.